بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the organizers of the International Congress in honor of Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai on November 8, 2023. The late Allama Tabatabai was one of the exceptional wonders of our seminaries in the last centuries. The qualities that made up this man's character were all some of the superior virtues of a person. The late Mr. Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayh, was able to form a strong intellectual base using an active, offensive approach. With both his book, The Principles of Philosophy, and also with his explanatory statements, this exegesis is filled with a sea of political and social knowledge. His book of commentary, Al-Mizan, is also about political and social issues that had not even been raised at that time. Today, when we look at these issues, we see that they are also related to the present day. This active and offensive intellectual base was created by the late Mr. Tabatabai. This is one point. That is what I think we should learn from Mr. Tabatabai. We need to form intellectual bases that fill the voids and have an active, offensive nature toward the other side rather than assuming a passive, defensive position.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
His second characteristic, which in my opinion is also a very prominent, important characteristic, is that in the field of monotheistic teachings and divine concepts that he had come to understand, he did not stop at intellectual growth. He grasped those concepts and truths with his noble heart and soul, and he put his knowledge into practice. These characteristics, which he is known for, such as his extraordinary humbleness and not following his desires, were all due to this fact. His patience and his humility were due to the fact that he had grasped those concepts and high levels of knowledge with his soul. When people saw him, it truly seemed to them that he was not concerned with himself. He was patient. He had a very gentle attitude towards others, and he would even treat those who argued with him or had disputes with him with patience and tolerance. He would forgive them.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. Gave me